Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I use the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Bible.
Unqualified.
Why can't my kids come into the service? Because we have PG-13 services.
Unqualified.
That has a nice ring to it. Unqualified. I've always felt that way.
It wasn't a compliment.
Junior church has taken over. It's designed for elementary kids or junior higher.
Who doesn't feel unqualified?
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Especially with that plantar fasciitis business. Oh, I'm telling you. Spanning the globe to bring you my complaints. I mean stories, articles, stuff you send to idea@wretched.org that we simply can't put together in one coherent package. So what do? You slap them all together. You grab a dated theme song and you call it Wide World of Christian Stories and Stuff. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy, do you want to know how much the dopey shoes that I'm wearing cost? Did I tell you that yet?
You didn't even tell me how much
they
cost.
Okay, now somebody, I'm sure it was well-intentioned. I was lamenting. I try not to do the body ache routine that we all tend to do, letting everybody know about our maladies. Nevertheless, the tendon in my right foot, it just, whatever that thing is called, it's honestly, it's like a jackhammer on your heel when you walk. So I was sharing so that we could do the one another's together. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to be a blessing and earn some crowns by feeling bad for me is what I was really trying to do. And somebody sent a link to these shoes. And while I have to admit, they do help a lot. They think of, okay, these are like the plastic shoes that you wear to the pool or when you use a shower in a locker room.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought when I saw them.
That's basically what, right?
Yeah.
And it's like these things are like pennies to make. I'm certain pennies to make. They're called UFAs or UFOs. You don't want to know.
That's exactly what you said when you saw.
Yeah, UFO. Exactly what I said. Does it help? Yeah, but man, maybe it's the tariffs. That must be it. It's got to be the tariffs are the big problem. Please, would you kindly keep sending stuff to idea@wretched.org, whether we use it for a full-blown Lollapalooza or slap them together for Wide World of Christian Stories. We sure are grateful. Jimmy, I have a story. I'm afraid you're going to have to change the way you do the news.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You see, all you do is talk. You just talk. There's no music. There's no thumpy thump. And you don't dance. Oh, and
I don't dance.
The future, you got to keep them. You and Vodi Bakum. You got to keep them short. You got to keep them pithy. You got to pump up the jam. Yeah, that's right. Do a little dance. Just shake, shake, shake something. Because one in five adults, this is Pew Research. We get our news from TikTok. Oh, that's awesome. That's so good that we're being informed with little videos on the TikTok machine.
Because it knows so much.
I get it. News has never been an expanded sort of format. Although, here's an expanded format. The other night, I was flipping through the Daily Bob and 60 Minutes was on. Oh, I watched it for like 20 seconds and found myself just ready to go. They were talking about the tone of the discourse in America these days. And guess who's on the receiving end of all of that badness? That's right, Democrats. It's we Republicans. I just was like, okay, I did see another 60-minute story on the YouTube machine because I went and searched for, I saw something on the TV and it was on ESPN that arrested me and Mrs. Friel. It was like, what is going on here? It was a baseball game, but they were pitching like, you know, just the guy would throw, I guess he's called the pitcher, would throw the ball, the catcher would catch the ball, throw it back, boom, 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 back and forth. I mean, no, you know, grabbing the bag, kicking your feet, fixing the mound. Yes, no, all kinds of gyrations. Just whip the ball back. And I went, this is better. Who's got the attention span to wait for a pitcher to figure it out? It was the Savannah Bananas.
Oh, I've seen that league. They don't have very many teams.
It is so entertaining.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah.
I have a feeling, maybe, I'm not sure. It looked like it was a family sort of affair, that it could be a little on the side. But overall, that baby, it was Harlem Globetrotters baseball style. That's what it was. It was zany. It was fun. And 60 Minutes actually did a story on them because they sell out stadiums. They sold out the Houston Astro Stadium.
Wow.
I was talking to my second daughter about it, and she said, oh, they come to Atlanta. They fill up the Atlanta Braves Stadium, which seats like 40, 50,000 people.
Atlanta's not even selling it out.
They're not minor league. It's like Goofy League is what it is. And I have to confess, oh, no. Oh, no. I just came to a dreadful conclusion. If we like the Savannah Bananas, we are one step away from getting our news from TikTok. Oh, no. Let's go to Kentucky, shall we? Jimmy, got a bit of a conundrum for you. Are you ready, sir?
I am.
The leadership of a Baptist church in Kentucky says they support members of their congregation who chose to not return certain library books that contain LGBT-related themes. They didn't say it was a directive, but they say that it's not stealing because the books are sexually perverse. So apparently the members of the congregation, they go to the library, they take the books, don't return them, and the church is saying that's not stealing. It's borrowing for an indefinite amount of time. Quote, we've never from the pulpit told people to do this. It began organically. After the fact, we affirmed their action as a legitimate form of civil disobedience. Okay, if you want to do that, then get ready for Romans 13. If you want to break a law, because that's breaking a law, whether you like the law or not, whether you can figure out a way to justify committing that crime, okay. But Romans 13 says, then just be ready. You will experience the consequence. The failure to return library materials doesn't constitute theft under state law. This is one of the individuals from the church. In Kentucky, not returning a library book is a civil matter, not a criminal one. The penalty is fines, collections, or loss of library privileges, just like not paying a utility bill. That's it. No police. No jail. Therefore, this is not stealing. Jimmy, what say you?
Well, regardless of whatever you call it, it doesn't belong to the people taking it. So
I pay taxes.
Therefore, it is stealing.
I pay taxes.
And that, so it's not yours. Don't take it.
Hey, do you not feel it, though? It's like, trashy books doing in a public library with children?
And I get the heart behind it and the desire to want them out, but there are better ways to go about it.
I think so, too. Yeah. And a better testimony. Because you can come up, I guess, with some sort of clever way to justify it, as it appears somebody's attempting to do, but I don't know that the world buys it. We got to remember, they're watching, too. How's it, you know what? You could go there. If you want to do the things that are legal, make a sign, stand in front of the library, do some open air preaching, talk about, you know what? You be there when people are coming and going and pass out flyers to individuals. You can do all of that. Go to city council meetings, school board, if it's a government school library. There's all kinds of legal means for us to protest. Those are legal means. Got to be careful with that term civil disobedience. We've got to make sure that we pinpoint exactly what that means. Because if we can all be disobedient because it's something that we disagree with or that irks us, got to tell you, that's kind of a kettle of fish that I don't think we want to open. I know that illustration didn't work exactly, but wow, that just breeds anarchy. We got to follow the rules, and we got plenty of opportunities. We've got plenty of legal means still to express our disdain for what's going on. But I don't think you should be taking something that doesn't belong to you. We could do that in stores then, Jimmy. Jimmy, we could do that in a store. Yeah. We could shoplift stuff. I don't think that they should have that in the store. Therefore, I'm going to shoplift it. You'd go, well, wait a second. That's, you know, stealing. No, it's not because, well, 2 Samuel. Just look it up. It's in the Old Testament someplace. Let's go to Quebec, shall we? The child services. This is... Ooh. A little girl gets to go to a foster home with not one, not two, but 3 daddies. That's right, a thruple. This is Quebec. Was this not the same city that last week we read that there is a secular minister to make sure that Quebec stays secular? Okay. This is to me, this is yet another example. I was just going through it Sunday at Alpharetta Bible Church. The Old Testament verses, the number of verses, especially in Deuteronomy, kind of fascinating, that talk about the protection of widows and orphans. And what we see historically and what we see today, when a country is secular or not Christian, guess who pays the price every single time? Women and children. This is Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Oh, you know the feeling. Every morning you wake up and you wonder, how am I going to navigate this weird, crazy, upside down world with biblical wisdom? We should have that thought every day. And that's exactly why Fortis Institute exists. We're your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. From our podcasts with Dr. John Krotz to Pastor Brad Bigney to Libby Glosson, Dr. Adam Tyson, Dr. Greg Gifford, and others, we're bringing together voices you can trust. But this doesn't happen by accident. When you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just giving money, you're discipling young men struggling with pornography. You're equipping pastors in small rural churches. You're preaching the gospel to students who desperately need to hear it. And by the way, make sure that you've grabbed the Fortis Plus app. It's free for everybody and it's packed with hundreds of hours of content right now, with more being added daily. Because we believe biblical truths should be accessible to everyone. That's why we need you to help push this to the globe. Our work is nowhere near finished. Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Let me ask you something. How much time did you spend on your phone yesterday? Don't answer that out loud. Probably pretty embarrassing for the both of us. But here's the thing. You're going to be on that thing anyway, right? So why not use some of that time for something that actually matters? The Fortis Plus app. That's right. It is packed with content that'll change how you think, how you lead, and how you live. Hundreds of hours of teaching from voices you can trust. Marriage advice that actually works. Parenting wisdom rooted in scripture and theology that connects your mind to your life. And get this, it's all free. Completely free. No subscription, no hidden fees, just solid biblical content available whenever you want it. Plus, we're adding stuff every day, including my news feature that'll help you understand what's really happening in our culture through a biblical worldview. That's my intent anyway. Look, the world is trying to disciple you through your phone every day. Why not fight back with truth? Download Fortis Plus right now. It's free, it's powerful, and it's time to take back your screen time and use it for the kingdom. Fortis Plus at fortisplus.org. Hey, can I be honest with you for a second? I see a lot of guys just drifting. Just going through the motions, working, hanging out, maybe going to church, but not really sure what they're supposed to be doing with their lives. And here's what's crazy. Nobody's giving you real answers. It's just a bunch of cliches about being a man that don't actually help. But I found something that does help. Dr. Adam Tyson has hosted a Fortis Forum, 5 Steps to Becoming a Man After God's Own Heart, and it is not what you think. Dr. Tyson does not just tell you to do better. He shows you what the Bible actually says about manhood, real steps you can take, real changes that start in your heart, not just your behavior. That's what we need. Look, if you're tired of drifting and you want some actual direction, this is it. 5 steps that will challenge you to live with real purpose. It's on Fortis Plus. You can watch it whenever you want. Just go check it out right now. 5 Steps to Becoming a Man After God's Own Heart. Just download Fortis Plus wherever you download your apps or go to fortisplus.org. Trust me, it's time to stop drifting and time to start living.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the bridegroom. Christians are waiting for Christ's return, which the book of Revelation describes as the wedding of the Lamb. Christ will come to usher his bride, his church, into eternity with him.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Spanning the globe. Political style. You gotta play that if you're gonna talk politics. That's apparently the rule. This is a Wretched Radio. Hillary Clinton is 77 and she's still on the stump. I guess these days, I think Donald Trump was 78 when he was elected president. Joe Biden was the same age. So increasingly, our presidents are getting older and older. Hillary, who knows if she's making another run for it? 77 years old, appearing with Morning Joe on MSNBC. Wow. Wow. I think what makes us so special as a country and the idea that you could turn the clock back and try to recreate a world that never was dominated by, you know, let's say it, white men of a certain persuasion, a certain religion. What are you talking about, Hillary? A certain point of view, a certain ideology. It's just doing such damage to what we should be aiming for. This is the lie of progressivism. They are on the cutting edge of right. And that everything past is oppressive. It's Christianity being crammed down people's throats, imposing our morality. Therefore, we're the liberators. And I think the narrative needs to change. Excuse me. You want to change things. That's your right. But let's talk about it and let's be honest about it. You're saying that all of the people who have ever believed anything from the Bible, they are, well, as you described them, white men of a certain persuasion, a certain religion, and that we're doing the wrong, that we're in the wrong. Why don't you prove to us why you're right? And please lose the trope. It's because we're progressive. And we're on the right side of history. They are trying to change. They're deconstructing everything, which reminds me. I get to be in Oklahoma in 2-3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Get to be at OU and OSU. And I do believe deconstruction is on the table. We are going to talk about why so many kids are deconstructing. It is just one of the tributaries that flows into the large river of deconstruction in this country. It's encouraged on campus. I can't say who, but it's a direct source. They were in school, college, university, and the announcement of Charlie Kirk came on. I'm going to do my impersonation of the professor. Ready? Here it is. Applauded. And the kid behind the source that I'm not disclosing said, "It's about time." And if I'm not mistaken, I read a poll, or Mrs. Friel told me, over 30% of the kids think that violence is justifiable if somebody is, you know, basically like Hillary Clinton, and we believes like Hillary Clinton, I should say, and doesn't like what you have to say. Scary times. So we're going to go to the campus because I think that that's the only... I personally, first of all, it's just the business that we're supposed to be about. Second of all, I just don't see these problems getting rectified any other way than heart transplants. I just don't see it. It can't... How are you going to persuade somebody? How do you persuade a Hillary Clinton that her new wokeism that she's adopted because there isn't a trend that she won't ride in an effort to get to the White House? How do you fix that? How do you help somebody rethink that my thinking overrides reality and science? How do you help? The answer is you don't. I just don't think you can do some persuading. I get it. And I think we see some of that. But if we want somebody to genuinely change and not just not think immorally, but to think righteously, it's only the gospel that can do that. So we're headed off to the campus and we're going to try to share great news with the students who have deconstructed or are considering it. And then this is a theme that we use on the regs here at Wretched, that we make Jesus Christ look magnificent. that we make him look so attractive because he is, that people are like, I'm very interested, because most people don't know how good God is. And this is not, by the way, to neglect his righteousness, his justice, his holiness. No, that's a part of his goodness. But to not proclaim that this is the God who saves. Sorry to bring it up again, but Sunday, Alpharetta Bible Church, we were talking about God's attitude toward women. Why? Because in Matthew chapter 27, I'm telling you, it's like you got to hit the brakes and take a look at what is going on here. Because suddenly after the passion and the death of Jesus and what I called six sermons that God preached, an earthquake, rock splitting, veil, et cetera, graves cracking open. Those were sermons. God was preaching at the death of his son. And then immediately we see, and there were some women, many women who were there. And then it gives us a short list, not a complete list because Luke adds some, but it gives us a short list of some of them. But there were many women there. What is that doing there? That was my break sound, by the way. Why is that included? And I think one of the big reasons, I think there's a lot of them. I actually came up with no less than 11. But I think one of the reasons, it shows what Jesus accomplished on the cross. Galatians 3, in Christ, is there Jew, Gentile? Nope. That divide. Jesus has built the bridge, brought us together. Same thing with rich and poor. There's a word that Hillary Clinton needs to understand as she's touting and espousing wokeism and oppressors who have more than other people. What bridges that isn't taking away from some to give to others. It's being in Christ and ditto with male and female. I think that we are seeing Jesus' work undo the effects of the fall in Genesis 3, the battle of the sexes, where there's going to be a constant power grab. She's going to reach for the authority. He's going to use it to be really terrible. And Jesus introduces women as the one who witnessed his death. And then Matthew goes on to say, also witnessed the burial with Joseph of Arimathea. Then they witnessed the resurrection. What in the world is that doing there? And the answer is, it is God, for many, many reasons, but for our purposes, showing that Jesus brings together male and female. Jesus brings together rich and poor. Doesn't change. It doesn't mean you no longer have a gender. It doesn't mean that you're not ethnically Jewish or Gentile. It means that those distinctions are just gone. How? How? It's not through a government program. It's through heart change. That's the only hope that I think we have for this country, is a heart change. Jimmy, you want to go to the UK, to Wales specifically?
Sure.
The first female archbishop in UK defends lesbian lifestyle. You're going to love this quote. She always believed she was gay and never heard God say to me, who you are is wrong. Who you love is wrong. You are living in sin. She never heard God say that. Mm. Oh, but that's funny. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
So that's what God would say. I've never heard that from God. And that's all I can say, who lives with her civil partner and two dogs. She argued church teachings are subject to change throughout history and that modern views are coming to understand a more loving view of God. Yeah, he was kind of mean. He was kind of, you know, he got with the program. He came to our advanced level. Jimmy, did we grab that by any chance? The ELCA? Did we share that last? I can't remember. The ELCA woman? Did I send that to you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was a video. It was a little, it would have been a little weird for audio, but she's sitting there and she's talking about all of these Bible verses that we now know are oppressive toward women and shouldn't be in the Bible. Hold the phone, Henriette. What do you mean they shouldn't be in the Bible? Aren't we clever? Aren't we smart? We're the advanced generation, aren't we? We get to pick and choose what we like. And so God finally has caught up, at least according to this Archbishop of the Anglican Communion in Wales. Writing, she said this, Christians hold different views on all manner of subjects, divorce, remarriage, abortion, assisted dying, to name but a few. I mean, We're not of all one mind on most things. And the church changes its position. It learns a broader understanding of God's love. This is not one view on this matter, even among theologians and Christians. Well, isn't that convenient? And the second that you open up that door, well, you can just say goodbye to the foundations of your faith. God doesn't change. And by the way, God was plenty loving. Sorry, back to Sunday. I think that I listed at least 24 instances of God loving women. Starting with Hagar, the first time that we get a descriptor of God instead of Yahweh, because progressively God gives names that help us understand his character. First time, he saw Hagar being abused in the wilderness, but he saw her because he's the God who sees. That was Genesis 16, Archbishop. This is Wretched Radio.